Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. A person was detained last weekend after attempting to access the Marine Base in 29 Palms and then transferred to agents with Customs and Border Patrol. On May 5th, at around 11:15 a.m., officials with the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center said that an unauthorized person attempted to access the base via the Condor Gate and was detained. Officials with the base said that the person did not have valid identification and that they were transferred to Customs and Border Patrol. Z1077 has reached out to CBP for further information, though they broadly declined to comment on specific cases. A social media account associated with U.S. Border Patrol Chief Patrol Agent Gregory K. Bovino describes the person as a female from the Czech Republic who was in the United States on an expired visa. This is the second time this year that a suspected non-citizen has been detained while attempting to enter the base without authorization. A man believed to be from China was detained by base personnel and transferred to CBP in March. Tonight, the 29 Palms City Council will gather to face a packed agenda that includes a public hearing and discussion items on budgets, the arts, and a possible relocation of the 29 sign. Reporter Heather Clisby has more.
Tonight's 29 Palms City Council meeting will kick off with a public hearing on various changes to the dedications and improvements aspect of the development code. This sets standards for street dedications, infrastructure improvements for development projects, and development impact fees. As required annually by state law, the council will then review the status of the general plan. Ultimately, the report will be submitted to the State Office of Planning Research and the California Department of Housing and Community Development. Council will then discuss the possible relocation of the 29 sign from its current location at Donnell Hill to Freedom Plaza area. Once again, council will consider a possible update to the current fee waiver policy dated September of 1989, which allows for unlimited free city-owned facility rentals to qualified organizations. Next, the council will appoint Zareen Iskander to the Public Arts Advisory Committee. Iskander has a background in live audiovisuals and photography. Finally, the council will round out the meetings with a review and possible guidance on the preliminary fiscal year 2024-2025 budget revisions for the general fund. The meeting takes place on Tuesday, May 14th at 6 p.m. at City Hall, 6136 Adobe Road. It can be live streamed or viewed on demand via the city's website, 29palms.org. Reporting for Z1077, this is Heather Clisby.
Sidewalk displays are on the docket for the Yucca Valley Planning Commission. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more on tonight's meeting.
Following discussions about the improvement of Highway 62, the Yucca Valley Planning Commission will consider outdoor sidewalk displays at tonight's meeting. Such displays are commonly found at secondhand stores throughout the town. Yucca Valley does not currently have any regulations for businesses to abide by. Town staff will provide a report on regulations found in neighboring jurisdictions, as well as a list of potential recommendations for displays, as discussed at a past meeting in November. The Planning Commission will review these options and discuss appropriate standards for the town of Yucca Valley. The Planning Commission will also receive the land development update. Tonight's meeting is open to the public and begins at 6 p.m. at the Yucca Valley Community Center. Reporting for Z1077, this is Adeline J. Wells.
The Morongo Unified School District Board of Trustees will hold their regular 6 p.m. meeting tonight at Joshua Tree Elementary. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart has a look at the meeting's agenda.
For the meeting's agenda, Desiree Hernandez and Brenda Barker Andrews will be presented with School Lunch Hero Awards by No Kid Hungry Representative Robin Hernandez. Assistant Superintendent of Instructional Services Amy Woods will recognize 29 Palms senior Hannah Grabeau, who placed 6th in the Health Occupation Students of America competition. There will be various policy updates, including one for districts participating in the National School Lunch and Breakfast Program that, in their bids and contracts, must specify where agricultural food products are grown, packed, and processed, including the quality and price of the domestic product versus non-domestic sources. Another policy update to caution districts charging religious groups direct costs for use of district facilities when those costs are not charged to other groups, due to the potential conflict between a U.S. Supreme Court decision and state law. Lastly, there will be a policy update requiring the ballot label of a school district measure on a county ballot to offer more transparency with their associations. The board will vote on a 29 Palms High School field trip for an every 15 minutes event to raise awareness for juniors and seniors about the dangers of drinking and driving. Action items include bylaw updates for district legal representation, adoption of ordering a school bond election, and revisions to the management salary schedule. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
The Bighorn Desert View Water Agency provides piped water for businesses and residents of Landers and Flamingo Heights. The agency's board of directors meets at 6 p.m. tonight. Reporter Mike Lipsitz tells us what's on the agenda.
Directors at the Bighorn Desert View Water Agency are expected to approve the district's employee handbook with human resources-related updates. That resolution is in addition to routine reports and items on the consent agenda. The public is invited to attend in person at the agency's board meeting office under the old water tower on Cherokee Trail in Landers. Remote participation is also an option. See this story at z1077fm.com for instructions and links. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
The 29 Palms High School Music Boosters invite everyone to a special extended concert tomorrow in honor of music director Michael Mays, who has dedicated over two decades of service to the 29 Palms High School Music Department. The concert will take place Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the Richard Casey Memorial Gymnasium at 29 Palms High School. With Michael Mays taking his final bow, this event will feature performances by students of the school's music department. All former 29 Palms High School Music Department students, staff, and the community are invited to attend this special final concert under May's direction. Doors will open at 6:15 p.m. and admission to the concert is $7. All proceeds will benefit the 29 Palms High School Music Department, supporting future generations of musicians. A brand new program by the San Bernardino County Public Defender's Office aims to bring legal aid to the largest county in the nation, and they are starting right here in Landers. Online news editor Robert Hayden spoke with the Public Defender's Office and has the story.
If you're in San Bernardino County and have something in your past that's keeping you from planning your future, the Public Defender's Office wants to help you clear it up and they're coming to Landers to do it. The San Bernardino Public Defender's Office is holding a first-of-its-kind event at the Calvary Chapel in Landers on Tuesday, May 21st. They're going to have an RV with lawyers, social workers, and legal aid ready to help county residents who have low-level misdemeanors, bench warrants, or other things in their public records that may be stopping them from doing things like getting a job, renting a home, or even having an ID. A judge will be remotely available to help you clear your record that day or set you on the path to getting it cleared. That includes settling outstanding fines or fees by converting them to community service or modifying misdemeanor summary probations by re-enrolling you in court-ordered classes. There will not be law enforcement present at the event. If you or someone you know can benefit from these free legal services, the Public Defender RV will be at the Calvary Chapel in Landers for their first event next Tuesday, May 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The chapel is off 62 and New Dixie Mine Road. You don't have to register ahead of time, but the Public Defender's Office says that registering early helps them prepare any records they need ahead of the event and will help expedite your process. We'll have a link where you can register for the event and get more information. There will also be an email address available where you can ask questions about your record and eligibility for the free legal help. That's all going to be at z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
And finally, Lucky Park Pool will open for the season on Saturday, May 25th. The City of 29 Palms Parks and Recreation Department has announced the opening day for the pool, as well as the full summer pool schedule. After opening on Memorial Day weekend, the pool will be open for public swim afternoons most every weekend from June until September, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and weekdays, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., from June 8th through August 11th. There will be adult and senior sessions on weekdays starting June 8th. For the full schedule and entry fees, see this story at z1077fm.com. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips at z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.